Good morning, everyone. We've, in the last few days, been talking about the Berachah of Birkat HaIlanot. The Gemara in Masechet Berachot Daf Mem Gimal says, Hayman Denafik, Biyomen Nisan, a person who goes out during the month of Nisan, Vehazeh, he sees Ilane de Melavleve, and he sees trees which are blossoming or sprouting, makes a certain Berachah, and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Resh Kaf Vav mentions this as well. We talked about many of the details, but for a moment or two, let's talk about what type of fruit trees they should be, if they must be fruit trees. And let's furthermore talk about the proper context within which you should be saying this beracha. Can you say it as an individual? Is it better to say with the congregation? So first and foremost, with regards to being fruit trees, that's the million-dollar question everybody has every day been asking. We talked about the number of trees. We talked about the time period. We haven't talked about the type of trees. In the book Mor Uksi'av, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, or Sfaradim like to say Amdin, he makes the claim that it doesn't matter what type of tree it is. It can be a tree that bears fruits or any other type of tree. The Gemara never says that it needs to be fruit-bearing trees. The Gemara says it needs to be ilane. There's no reason to argue that the word ilan is any different than the word etz, is any different than any other word which designates trees, and as a result, his Pesach Halacha, again in the book Mor Uksia and Siman Resh Kaf He, is that it wouldn't matter, any type of tree that you make the Beracha on would be sufficient. And in truth, in She'elot U'Teshubot Eliashib Kohen, most recently in Siman Tet, that's Rabbi Dekel Kohen, he's the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir Mazuz, he makes the claim that without any doubt, it's sufficient and appropriate to make the Beracha Bekat HaIlanot, even on Ilane Serak, meaning trees that don't bear fruit. It's not the majority of view on this matter, though. As a matter of fact, as far back as She'elot Tishuvot Halachot Ketanot, we've been citing him in recent days in one place in Chelek Bet Siman Kaf Het, where he details briefly all these necessary details with regards to Berkat HaIlanot. He makes the following claim. He quotes from the Gemara and he says, Vegam hanitzonim shem kemo lulafe gefanim v'sham muchach, he says, if you look at the Gemara, there in Berachot Daf Mem Gimal, Masechet Rosh Hashana Daf Yod Aleph, it's clear we're dealing with fruit trees, trees that you can eat from. How's it clear? The Gemara just says, V'haze ilane de melavleve. The suggestion of many is because the beracha that we say goes as follows. Shelo hiser ba'olam o kelum. We're first and foremost thankful, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He made a perfect world. U'bara bo, and He created within it, b'riot tobot, v'ilanot tobot. If we were to suffice with those words, good trees, sufficient trees, we wouldn't have any proof. But listen to the next words, lehanot bahem b'nei adam. The next and final words are lehanot bahem b'nei adam, from which human beings derive benefit. And the suggestion in turn is that the trees we derive most of our benefit from are trees that bear fruit. It's true that trees that have leaves and can give us shade give us a certain benefit. It's true that our ability to breathe is to a certain extent contingent upon trees in general as well. But perhaps that's what Halachot Ketanot Rabbi Yaakov Hagi saw in the Gemara, Lehanot Bahem Bnei Adam, perhaps denotes, hints to us, that the trees should be fruit-bearing trees. As a result of this Pesach Halacha of Halachot Ketanot, many of the contemporary poskim, unlike Rabbi Dekel Kohen, argue that you should not make the beracha on anything but fruit-bearing trees. Those include Chacham Ovadia Yosef in his Hazon Ovadia and Hilchot Berachot, and at the beginning of his Hazon Ovadia and Hilchot Pesach, as well as in She'elot U'Teshubot Yehavedat, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph. However, what would to be if you were to do the following blunder and stumble? You didn't know about this, you didn't realize, you hadn't heard this class yet, and you made a beracha on the trees that you had in front of your house, thinking that was sufficient. But now you heard this class and you now determined you need to make it on fruit-bearing trees. Better yet, your neighbor said, come make the beracha on my two trees in my backyard. One's a plum tree, the other one's an apple tree. And then you find out afterwards he was pulling your leg, or he didn't know. Well, they cut that one down without you noticing. You already made the beracha on trees, but they weren't fruit-bearing trees. In She'elot Teshubot Shevet HaLevi Chelek Vav, Rabbi Shmuel HaLevi Vosner makes the argument, since it's a safek to begin with, whether it needs to be fruit-bearing trees, and we do have Mor Uksi'ah to lean on, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Once you made the beracha, even though they weren't fruit-bearing trees, you fulfilled your mitzvah with that, you fulfilled your beracha with that, you may not go back and make the beracha again. Again, bottom line on this matter, to say it succinctly and clearly, you should make certain that the trees that you're making the beracha on are fruit-bearing trees. That's issue number one. Issue number two, how and when is the appropriate way to do this? We talked about Yom Nisan, we talked about the time period. What about the group? Do you need to be in a group of people? Do you need a minyan? Is it necessary to say Kaddish afterwards? In the book Mo'ed Lekol Chai, written by Rabbi Chaim Palachi, he argues, much like other mitzvot, but specifically here, Berov Am Hadrat Melech. It's most beautiful to sanctify and to speak about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're in a group of people. Think about the difference between one person rooting for a team or a full stadium rooting for the team. It's certainly more magnified, felt, and expressed the thankfulness, the gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we as a group do so. He makes a big statement and claim that we should try to do this as a group. As a matter of fact, as a knis, we try to do this as often as we can as a group. But what about if I'm uncertain, A, that I'll be able to go with the group, or better yet, I'm passing by a fruit-bearing tree or trees, and I want to make the beracha. Is it inappropriate for me? Do I need to wait for the kahal? So there are two claims that the poskim set forth with regards to first sight really should be first saying. First and foremost, this is safik. Mishnah Berurah mentions it. There's a doubt about whether in a circumstance where you already saw fruit trees and didn't make the beracha, you could go back and now say it on a second time. Where posek lahalacha, you could, which is lucky for me, because yesterday I was walking with my family. My wife wanted to stop and say it, but if you know my kids, it wasn't the time to say it, and I now still want to make the beracha. The halacha is you can go back and make the beracha, even if you missed it one time, but it's a safik. The poskim debated. So first and foremost, ideally, first sight, say it first sight. It happens to be the most exciting time. You finally saw a blossoming tree. I took a walk to shul, back from shul last night, seeing tulips for the first time was very exciting. Seeing a fruit tree, which is blossoming, is very exciting. So even aside from the halakha perspective, you're probably most excited. You're probably most filled with passion and thankfulness to God on the first sighting. Secondly, from the other halakha angle, to make the claim that on the first sighting, as opposed to Berov Am, Chacham Ovadia Yosef in his Shelot Tushbot Yabia Omer Chelek Bet in Yoreh Dea Siman Yod Chet deals with the following question. He says, if I have a choice of what's called Zirizin Makdimin LeMitzvot, to do a mitzvah at its earliest possible time, versus, on the other hand, Berov Am Hadrat Melech, the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, whereas it Daf Zayin, says that we derive Zirizin Makdimin LeMitzvot from Vayashkem Abraham Baboker, Vayahavosh et Hamoro. Abraham wakes up with a certain alacrity and passion, excitement for Akedat Yitzhak. We learn to all mitzvot zirizin makdimin mitzvot. The more quick you do it, the more great you are in performance. So that's my choice. I have a choice. This came up for me when I had my firstborn son. Living in Israel at the time, I was studying in yeshiva, and the yeshiva boys would rather do the milah later in the day. This way they got their learning out of the way, and then later in the day you do the milah. So all the yeshiva guys who I was friendly with would come to the milah if I did it later in the day. If I did it earlier in the day, not as many. They'd miss some of their learning time. As much as I hope they loved me, they weren't going to show up. So I had a choice between zirizin makdimin lemitzvot, doing it early, or doing it later and having berov am. He quotes from Terumat HaDesh, Chacham Ovadia Yosef does, he so quotes from Hagaot HaRama, among many others, that we prefer zirizin makdimin lemitzvot to berov am hadrat melech. Doing a mitzvah with the passion, excitement on the first sighting, first opportunity, is greater in the halacha perspective of how to perform a mitzvah than doing it with a larger group. Therefore, as a result, to summarize the two conclusions of halacha for this morning, number one, ideally, but more than ideally over here, it's necessary that the trees that you make the beracha on be fruit-bearing trees. If you happen to have made it not on fruit-bearing trees, okay, so then you fulfilled it. But this is more than just what we talked about, one tree or two trees. This is very significant. It's very important that you verify that they're fruit-bearing trees. Number two, with regards to should I wait until the shul goes, until a group goes, try to pressure the shul to do it early, try to pressure a group to do it early. It's nice to do it with a kaddish afterwards. But if you have the opportunity to say it beforehand, zirizin makdimin lemitzvot, and first sighting really would push aside the calculation of Mo'ed Lekol Ham of Berov Am, Mo'ed Lekol Haya of Berov Am Hadrat Melech. Ideally, do it as early as you can in order to show our passion, fervor, and excitement for this mitzvah and beracha. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.